Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is leading a national effort to find unmarked graves at former Native American boarding schools, and members of the Yakima Nation are doing similar work in central Washington. Correspondent Anna King was there recently as volunteers searched.
This is Killy. He's on a mission here at Mool Mool, or Fort Simcoe Historical State Park, outside of White Swan. He's looking for human remains, even thousands of years old. This is Killy's job, a palomino-colored yellow lab. He nearly disappears in the bleached rye and bunch grass. He's been trained for years by his owner and handler, Suzanne Eschult.
He's a historical human remains detection dog, and he's also certified as a crime scene human remains detection dog. So this is the work he does. That's what he lives for.
Eschult and Killy specialize in buried cold cases and finding even historical remains. She says when humans decompose, they leave behind hundreds of compounds her specially trained dogs can sniff.
Essentially, what they are alerting on are the volatile organic compounds that they have been trained to, the odor of human remains.
Killy is searching for Yakima Nation dead. The remains that could be found here might include some from when the site was a long inhabited village, or Yakima war dead, and even children from when it was turned into a Native American boarding school.
There's definitely a lot of layers that comes with these type of projects and work.
Emily Washines is a member of the Yakima Nation. She's a historian who helps find missing Native people through a podcast, historical work, and volunteering on this project to find the long lost dead.
There are definitely emotions that come about with trying to find answers to this kind of historical trauma and things that have taken place or possibly have taken place here.
On this warm fall day, Washeen stands in the shade of an oak tree laced at the very fringe with golden leaves. This place, Mool Mool, has natural springs. There was a village site, and it was a meeting place for well-established trails. Then came the fort, and in 1860, the federal government established a boarding school at Fort Simcoe.
So basically, some of the places where they were still bringing our people to be hung, now we're bringing our kids right next to that area and telling their kids how to be educated, how to not speak their language to survive.
To calm herself and to protect herself from this heavy work, she uses wild rose water.
If you look at our cradle boards of infants, the hoop that was over their heads is traditionally made of wild rose. So we believe it has a protection that is from infancy to death.
At Fort Simcoe, the volunteer team is also using laptops, mapping tools, and ground-penetrating radar to find more potential burials. Eventually, the data from these searches will be brought to tribal council for review. The remains may be left to rest where they are.
This work will continue probably beyond my lifetime, is a point that I had to get to. And upon a lot of reflection and prayer. And what really helped me in that moment is I think that we, myself and others that work on this, are exactly who our ancestors prayed for, to one day help solve and bring to light some of the atrocities and horrible things that happened.
Washeen says the Yakima Nation wants to honor their dead, give them peace and closure, whatever is decided. At Mool Mool and Fort Simcoe Historical State Park, I'm Anna King.